The Midland, Penetanguishene Fire Department was successful Tuesday evening in recovering two missing cats, Angel and Thor, that were separated from their owner when a portion of a Main Street building partially collapsed last Thursday, forcing the pet's owner to evacuate quickly. "We are thrilled to report that both furry friends have been safely reunited with their owners," posted the town of Penetanguishene on its Facebook page. "And that's not all. We are also happy to report that they were able to retrieve family urns that were undamaged in the collapse," stated the post. "These little victories remind us of the importance of community and coming together to support one another. Let's continue to spread joy and positivity wherever we can." A team of firefighters, engineers, Penetanguishene's chief building official and heavy equipment operators have been working on the scene since two walls of the 78 Main Street building collapsed at 3 a.m., September 7. The multiple storefront structure with multiple second-floor apartments were immediately evacuated by police, while electricity and gas was turned off. More than a dozen people were put out of their homes. The town of Penetanguishene, together with the county of Simcoe, Red Cross, Empower Simcoe, and the Salvation Army have been supporting and assisting those in need with temporary accommodations. Food, clothes, and emergency supplies have been provided. Demolition of the site began Monday with an excavator under the careful eye of engineers, town staff, and firefighters. Main Street below Robert in the immediate area has been cordoned off to pedestrian and vehicle traffic since early Thursday morning. Now that the cleanup is well underway and debris, which posed a public hazard, has been cleared, portions of the street are being reopened to pedestrian traffic. The east side, and a small portion of the west side of the sidewalk surrounding the area will reopen today to allow for pedestrian traffic and business storefront access. "A full road closure remains in effect until further notice," reads a statement from the town. A detailed map attached show areas that are still blocked off for ongoing safety concerns. Residents and businesses at 78, 76, 74, 72, 70, 68 and 66 Main Street, as well as 2 Water Street, continue to be evacuated until further notice.